Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, Francis Dalby. Good morning.
Good morning.
And so now you're right in the middle of taking applications for funding next year, 2018.
Correct. And we're actually a little bit later than we normally are. We're trying to move it back a little bit to put it closer to the actual time when we do campaign so that it's a little bit easier to roll from one to the other. But it's that time of year. If there's a nonprofit that is interested in receiving monthly funding from the United Way of Hunt County, they can do the application online. April 3rd, Monday at 4 o'clock is the deadline to have into the office. They can bring it by or mail it. And they just have to be a nonprofit. They do have to have audited books. Now, certain numbers mean auditing in different ways. But if you're above a certain threshold, you do have to do the 990s and the full audit. Less than that threshold, you do self-audits is okay, but it you need to check the requirements on that for sure.
Mm-hmm. So then other than a nonprofit organization, what are there some other requirements, other qualifications?
Well, they want to fall into the mission of United Way of Hunt County, which is to improve lives in Hunt County, obviously, in the areas of education, income stability, and then health. So if a nonprofit meets one of those three areas, then they would certainly be interested in helping partner with them.
Have you had quite a few so far?
We've had quite a few requests. Actually, I've gotten two in, so two people are ahead of the game. Good job. But I think we're going to have a good turnout this time around.
And how many United Way agencies do you fund as of now?
Currently, we have 13. That's the monthly funding. And then we also do partnerships with our summer lunch with churches and other organizations. Mm-hmm. So,
is it possible, and it probably is not, but is it possible to say what the average amount of funding that an agency receives from United Way might be?
It varies.
Sure.
If we have an agency that's a first-year funding, well, we usually keep them about $3,000 a year. But we have agencies that have been close to $18,000-$19,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So,
and we're talking with Francis Dalby. Francis is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Now, your big luncheon is coming, spring luncheon.
Spring luncheon. We have our yearly luncheon. It's one of our fundraisers. It's $25 a ticket, and we'll be at Wesley United Methodist Church. It's April 6th. We'll begin serving lunch at 11:30.
And that's a Thursday.
That is a Thursday. Mm-hmm. The program will begin at noon, and we're very excited to have Kathleen Witte with us. She is an educator and currently works with the Quinlan ISD, but she's a former missionary as well. So she's going to talk to a lot about volunteering and how the little things that we do can make a really big difference in the lives of people.
Now, you're calling the event the butterfly effect.
The butterfly effect,
so explain that.
Yes.
I think a lot of us have probably heard of this before, but explain that.
There are some movies that I won't talk about because they're kind of weird movies. but the idea is that a butterfly, obviously, when they flutter their wings, moves the air around them, mm-hmm. much like the ripple effect of a rock that you throw in the water. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just the little things that we do, how they can make a big difference when they're seen further down the road.
And the story goes that a butterfly flapping its wings, presumably in Africa, that movement of the air eventually reaches North America, reaches all around the world.
You're much more scientific than I am. But yes, idea behind it.
Yeah, I don't know if I stated that correctly or not, but I think that's the story I've heard.
Very similar, yes.
The butterfly effect. So anyway, the event is Thursday, April 6th at Wesley United Methodist. And then you all have been very busy. We don't have much time left, but you all have been very busy in Wolf City, and that is ongoing.
We did the park last fall, and we actually had a dedication, and that was really nice.
City Park.
The City Park, correct, at the corner of Hannah and Manson. And it was really a special day because we found out the day of the event that we had accidentally selected Barbara Woodruff's birthday for the dedication, and she's the former mayor who passed away suddenly in December. So it was a very fitting tribute to her and the work that she did in Wolf City. Mm. And then we worked at the sports park with the grant that we received from the Texas Rangers and got the kids ready to go for the spring season, and we were excited about that. But yes, we've been working throughout Hunt County, but particularly in Wolf City the last few few weeks.
So the city park over there, that project is finished.
Check it, done.
And the work is still ongoing then at the baseball softball park.
They've done most of the work.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah, they've got the fields ready for the spring, and it was a small grant, but it got them a lot of new equipment and some work on the fields.
Well, you know, some other small towns, now they're going to want to be next.
Hey,
so,
well,
you have anything on your radar screen?
Not particularly, but you know, we love to partner. We love to do things in the county as long as it's working toward our mission and we can figure out a way to make it happen. Absolutely, we would love it.
If anybody has the spark of an idea, they should contact you, right?
For sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
Good. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby is the executive director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.